We've got our guest online, Reinhard Pettenberger, Pervalt, who's the owner of Debt Therapy, current president of the DCASA, Debt Counseling Association of South Africa. Reinhard, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you all doing?
Good. How are you?
Can't complain.
And this important discussion, consumers in South Africa turning to buying now, paying later. It allows purchases today with payment deferred to a later date. That could be very dangerous, but South Africans, unfortunately, not having disposable income available.
Yeah, this is very true. But one of the biggest problems is that it's unregulated. So that causes a lot of problems by itself. Mm. When these things aren't unregulated, because no real checks are really done. So you can actually put people into very bad financial situations where they'll be over indebted. And in the long terms, it can cause a lot of trouble. And for example, some of these consumers can get access up to 30,000 rand within the space of 3 minutes. And no proper credit checks are done, et cetera. And then obviously buy now, pay later. You don't think you're paying interest, but as soon as one day you're late, you are going to be capped with late charges. Mm. I know some of these companies have already kept these late fees to 255 rand. But it is a very, very worrying thing. And I know together with the MFSA, Lady Leonie Pletsen, she has actually sort of approached this sort of problem and sort of requested that, the NCR needs to step in and to regulate this thing properly.
Okay, now consumers in South Africa turning to buy now, pay later. It allows purchases today with payment deferred to a later date. Now, this may well sound convenient. A lot of these platforms can also long-term affect your credit scores if payments are missed or delayed. So we're in discussion with Reinhard, owner of Debt Therapy and current president of the Debt Counseling Association of South Africa. The dangers, Reinhard, once again, the buy now, pay later scheme, you made reference to the fact that within 2-3 minutes, an individual could qualify for 30,000 rand without any proper credit checks, etc., etc. But now what happens if consumers, which we see is quite likely, and this is becoming the prevailing trend, they're not able to make payments on time, and perhaps they falter and they stutter because South African consumers are really, really battling?
Yeah, no. Unfortunately, that is the case. But when things are unregulated, you've got to be so careful. And the idea of buy now, pay later sounds good, and it can really work for some people. Especially, if you suddenly need a new pair of shoes for your child that you can't afford, and you can pay that over a 3 month period. But once these things tend to sort of get out of hand, because all of a sudden you buy one item, then you'll buy the next item. And then all of a sudden, you've got a whole lot of credit outstanding that you need to pay back very quickly. And as soon as you miss any of those payments, that's when a lot of problems will sort of hit you. So the next thing you'll get the lawyers knocking on your door, and all this information being put on credit reports, and in effect, you will be over indebted. So although it sounds great, I'd be very, very skeptical in sort of making use of these items. Buy now, pay later.
We had a couple of discussions with a few economists on the show over the last couple of months. We were focused on an increase in tariff rates. We started to see that take effect here within the city of Cape Town. The rise and increase in the cost of energy, electricity, transport costs increasing. And then we looked at where the bread basket stands, what the average South African earns, how many people depend on that monthly salary or weekly wage. And we did some simple math, Reinhard, like this is what a South African on average going to be earning. He has about four dependents, or she has four dependents. These are the essential things that need to be paid for immediately. Once we did that basic math, we practically saw that South Africans, by and large, many, do not even have a balance of that income left in order to sustain the family for the month. And hence, South Africans are resorting to credit to purchase food so that they can hopefully pay for it 30 days later.
Yeah, and that is a very worrying trend. I mean, a lot of people sort of before they sort of jump into sort of these buy now pay later schemes, I think one of the most important things is to work out a budget. So many people never work with budgets and need to be strict with their budgets. And if they can see it's not working, they should actually look for some help from a debt counseling firm to see what can be done. Because there's a lot that can be done. But if you're going to carry on taking credit and knowingly not be able to pay that back, you're just going to land up in a lot of trouble. And as we know, just from anything where there's a financial problems that leads to other matters, I mean family breakups, and it's terrible and can lead to a lot of trouble at the home. And that's something that we don't want.
Now, Leonard, missing these buy now pay later payments, does it eventually lead to blacklisting, negative entries? How does it impact on your credit profile, your credit score, etc., etc.? And then what about the general rule regarding credit reporting from this perspective?
Yeah, well, the general credit reporting, but as it's unregulated at this stage, I mean, a lot of these things are not reported on the credit bureaus. And this is why we've been saying this information needs to be put on credit reports, and people need to do a full affordability assessment to make sure that these people can actually afford to pay back this buy now, pay later. And without that, we are heading for a disaster, in my opinion, as this will get out of hand very quickly. Because they will land up on the credit bureaus eventually with getting blacklisted.
Reina, just as we wrap in about a minute, 30 seconds, is there recourse or protection available for consumers if they feel they've been misled or unfairly treated by these BNPL providers? And what would your advice to them then be?
Yeah, well, as it's unregulated at this stage, I mean, it's very difficult to complain to anyone. But if there is any person to go to, there'll be the NFO. That's the National Finance Ombudsman. And they will be able to sort of look into those matters on behalf of the individual. So I'd certainly suggest that they do contact the National Finance Ombudsman. It's a free service, and they would be able to look into those matters personally, and they might be able to have a better hand at getting onto with the National Credit Regulator to start ensuring that these people become regulated properly.
Mr. Reinhard Pettenberger, Pervalt, owner of Debt Therapy and current president of Debt Counseling Association of South Africa. Thanks so much for your time in PM Drive.
It's my pleasure. Take care.